Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. John Berlau is here. John is a good friend of ours. He's a 13-year member of our Brain Trust, senior fellow with the Competitive Enterprise Institute, CEI.org. He's a crowdfunding expert. He's an expert in many things, and now he's become an expert on George Washington, more specifically George Washington's entrepreneurial exploits as one of America's early entrepreneurs. He's our good friend, John. Welcome back.
Thanks so much for having me, Jim.
On this President's Day, and it's appropriate that we would be talking about America's first president on President's Day, I still think we should have it still sort of irritated me when they gaggled them all together and just called it just President's Day. But I guess maybe that was a government that helped the government workers, John, get a whole day off.
Actually, the holiday is still officially Washington's birthday.
Good.
It's been called President's Day commercially, but the holiday, according to declared by Congress, and has never been changed, is still Washington's birthday.
I'm glad to know that.
The holiday on Monday, but it's still only, at least at the federal level,
right,
in commemoration of Washington. Now, there have been some Lincoln State holidays, but
right,
it's still officially Washington's birthday, and I will call it like Washington's birthday weekend. So,
well, we celebrated Lincoln's birthday last week. In fact, I wrote a piece about Lincoln and his challenges and his ability to persevere. My column last week was about that. So we're glad to celebrate Washington today, and I'm glad to know that today is still Washington's birthday. I'm gonna start calling it that from now on. So we know a lot of, and by the way, folks, John is he's finishing up a book now that's going to be out this summer. We'll launch it on our show on Washington and his entrepreneurship. Tell us the title of it, John.
The title of the book is, which is, by the way, available for pre-order now at Amazon and other book venues. In fact, go into your local bookstore, please, and tell them you want to pre-order it. Tell them you'd like them to carry it.
Okay.
It would be great. So,
what's the title?
George Washington Entrepreneur, How Our Founding Fathers' Private Business Pursuits Changed America and the World.
Well, I'm looking forward to seeing more of it. I've got a little peek into it on some things that you've written, John. Let's talk about what we know about George Washington. We know that he was a military leader. We also know that he as a military man, he learned something that is beneficial to entrepreneurs, John. And I don't know if you approached it from this standpoint or not, but he knew how to fail, right? I mean, all of his military exploits weren't successful. Some of his earliest ones, in fact, as I remember, I'm trying to remember in the French and Indian War, was that the war? Which one was it where he had to hightail it out or get caught? He had to retreat. Do you remember that one?
It was the French and Indian War was his first, first experience in battle. And yeah, he had a share of setbacks in business as well. But he took those experiences and learned from his experiences. But he didn't just learn from experience. He was largely self-educated. Didn't go to college like Jefferson and Madison and those. But he was a reader. I mean, when he wanted to learn how to take care of horses and ride better, he would order books on horses from England. That's one of the things that's in my book.
Yeah.
It's going to be released around June, on June 30th is the release date. So he learned from experience. He also learned, even though he stopped formal schooling about 13, he read all of his life, the classics and books on farming and things like horsemanship.
Well, the thing that I was going with there on the failure part, You cannot be a successful entrepreneur long term if you can't hitch failure to the harness with success. Failure and success are harness mates in the marketplace. And the your goal, though, is to have your lead ox, so to speak, be success and the off ox be failure. So you have fewer failures. Over time, you'll wind up having fewer failures and successes. And I think I have to believe that when you know about his life, when you know about his military experiences, and you can sort of see how much his life continued to be informed by doing things well and by learning from his mistakes.
And you have to know when to quit, when sort of the game is rigged, and when to start something new. Like, he figured he stopped growing tobacco because of all the English duties on tobacco,
right?
How it was sort of controlled by British merchants, the fact that he couldn't brand it, and diversified his crops and stopped growing tobacco, but grew wheat and hemp. And then he was growing, had success growing wheat, so he built a flour mill to put some of his excess wheat there.
Right.
And then he actually sort of used an early form of trademarking with the G. Washington on his flour bags and mm-hmm. actually exported those and became a national brand throughout the colonies and through some of the British territories, like in the Caribbean.
So he was one of our first intellectual property experts, and perhaps that's why some of the early laws were focused on intellectual property and copyrights and things like that and patents. So that we don't often think about people in that age being aware of that and caring about those things. But one of the things you just described is what I call Blessing Game's law of business love. It's okay to fall in love with what you do, in his case, be a farmer, but it's not okay to fall in love with how you do it. In his case, not, as you say, not doing tobacco. That's one of the hardest things for an entrepreneur to do, John, is to drop off something that you love, to stop doing something that you love. Maybe it's made you a living. Maybe it's made you, a lot of happiness and a lot of money over maybe a 5, 10, 20, 30-year period. But at some point in time, everything has its day, doesn't it?
Yes, it's especially hard when all your neighbors are doing it. But that was one of the problems he saw. Everybody was doing it, and that was what was creating a glut on the market. So he
right.
saw that German and some of the other immigrants, some of the smaller farmers, were having
right.
success with wheat. He says, "Well, when he had this big farm with Mount
John, Vernon, John, hold on to that thought. We got to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to talk about rye whiskey. Yeah, after the break.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.